The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? All four of us, including Tommy Bahama, back together.
Yeah. Tommy's back.
Ooh, hey, thanks What's for having up? Me back, guys.
Tommy
it's
Bahama.
Great to rejoin you.
Welcome aboard, Tommy.
Fucking guy.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You look like a good man.
Living the life.
I'm not as, like a good man. Yeah, not as heat rashy like as I thought he would be. He actually, the tan is settled rash. In.
That's what happens when you go on vacation three times in a month. You build a base. So the heat rash was really popping after the Florida trip. Then I went to the DR and they built a little bit more of a base. And then I come back from the Bahamas and it's all good.
Bahamas, the DR, and Florida, like in a 3.5 week span.
I'd say the DR was number. And I go back. I say Florida was number one.
Oh, wow.
DR was number two, and the Bahamas was number three.
Wow. Yeah. Something wrong with the Bahamas?
No. I just, power rankings, I thought they were all great.
Well, you
got a chance to see Foxy. Got a chance to see my college roommate and some other friends. Yeah. And then got a chance to spend some time with
all the guys.
Some Lake Forest folks.
But you also got to play that famous course in
the DR. I played Teeth of the Dog.
Teeth of the Dog.
I played Pete Dye's number four down there. And then I played the resort course at the Baja Mar in the Bahamas.
Man. Yeah.
I played three rounds of golf in the month of March.
Yurko's playing with himself.
What are you doing?
Not yet. There's a little bit more depth down there.
He's pulling on his foreskin right
now. When Yurko was making those noises, I looked at him and I'm like, is he just doing this for a fact?
Well, you talk golf and he's over there.
His hands down his pants.
Giving himself the five-knuckle shuffle over here.
Sure is.
My hands are still down my pants.
I think they're going to stay there for the duration.
Listen, you talk golf and that's what you do, right?
Play with yourself.
Can't believe I couldn't get Freddie Couples today.
Especially in March.
Yeah, we did our Tito's Challenge. Today was Masters winners.
I heard you guys. I couldn't believe either one of you.
I got to 12.
Struggled like that.
No, Bubba Watson. No,
I did. I said
Bubba. Did you get Bubba?
Yeah, I didn't get Bubba. I was upset because I should have stayed with my Spanish flair. Sergio Garcia, Seve Ballesteros.
Jose
get
Marie.
All three of those right there.
You led with Jose Maria Olazabal.
He did.
And I should have gone straight to Seve and Rutschbach.
You guys were dynamite with the Kentucky Derby winners.
Yeah.
Like, they just came out like that.
Yeah.
I thought the Masters winners
was
going
to be. I had more Masters. I got like 10 Derby horses. I got 12 Masters.
Oh, did you get 12?
Yeah, I got 12.
I think then the good kid was struggling a little more with the Masters.
Yeah. I did. I got 9.
I'm surprised by that.
Listen, when I think back and I look at it, I'm like just disgusted. I couldn't get off of Nick Faldo. Nick Faldo.
Well, why don't you get off of Nick Faldo?
Why would you?
Next time I will.
He's a handsome man.
Can I pitch you guys something
regarding
Tito's? I think you'll like this, Yurko. This is the Tito's 25-second challenge, right?
Correct.
Because of their 25-year anniversary.
Yes.
I got to pitch this to sales, but I'm pitching it to you first.
Does it have anything to do with Yurko with his hands in his pants?
Yes.
25 seconds.
Yurko will have his hands in his pants.
You guys need to stay less focused on
this. When we are sitting in Tito's handmade vodka headquarters in Austin, Texas, to celebrate their 25-year anniversary, and which will be our 25th year broadcasting, too, on ESPN 1000. Our 25th anniversary comes a year later for Bears-Cowboys. How about we all go down there the Friday before Bears-Cowboys? The Bears are playing in Dallas.
Flying out Thursday night.
I plan on going to that game anywhere.
It's not a Thursday night game,
Right, then we go on Monday, and we spend like a few days in Austin. I interest you guys in that?
In, done and done.
Oh, definitely.
We used to do that in Boston when we used to go
to the Sam Adams.
Sam Adams, like with Tito's and the partnership that we've had with them. And the way he's grown his business.
It's amazing.
We need to be out there.
How close is Tito's to where the Cowboys play?
Well, Austin and Dallas.
Can we walk?
A couple hours.
Oh, so we can't walk.
Should play Barton Creek Country Club while we're down there.
Yes, bring your clubs.
Bring your sticks.
Bring your sticks.
I'll rent them.
Barton Creek Country Club.
I'll do the same with the log at this point. What the fuck difference does it make?
But the renting of clubs is something that I
I don't want to haul my clubs down. What am I playing, a fucking competition?
What do you mean haul your clubs?
What's wrong with renting clubs?
Well, why would you? But if you got your own, what's so wrong with
then
hauling?
Then I gotta take them to the airport. You gotta check it. And you gotta wait at baggage check. Fuck Carms.
Well, you gotta wait for your bags anyway. Yeah, Carms
clubs. No, they carry on.
That's
Carmen's clubs are built for Carmen.
My clubs aren't handmade anything. They're Ping I. My clubs are 20 years old.
Oh, Ping I 2.
I have I3s.
You need to go get personally fit. It's
but
the best experience of all.
It is.
Why would I spend money on something like that?
I thought you loved golf. I didn't realize.
I love it, but I don't play. I've got kids that are 10
and 8. Johnny, would you rent clubs?
Like
your, why is your kid that's 10 and 8 not playing? Yeah.
Are you a club renter?
Buck and Bronco. I've never rented clubs in my life.
I mean, neither.
Last time we played in Arizona, I rented.
Like, I took my clubs to the Bahamas for one round.
I would never.
But I also took, like, all my daughters and wife's shoes and hair dryers and sunblock everything. And everything, put it all on my son.
Do you have your own bowling ball, though?
I don't.
When you go to the bowling alley, you use their ball.
Yeah, I don't go to bowling alley.
When you go play pool, you use their cue.
I don't play pool, nor do I bowl.
I have my own cue.
I use a
ball. If I play billiards, I have my own cue.
He's got a balabushka.
Yeah, balabushka. And bowling, I don't take bowling
serious stuff. Isn't that headwear?
I bowl once every 2-3 years. Once every 2-3 years, you don't give a rat's ass about what you bowl.
First of all,
I use a 12-pound ball anyway.
Let me doll this up for you. If you're going to the DR and you're playing golf, let's say once or twice, and you get to play Teeth of the Dog, one of the top 25 golf courses in the world. You're not.
All right.
If I'm going to play Teeth of the Dog,
if I'm going to play multiple rounds, I'm not traveling with him to play one round of golf.
Gotcha.
There's no way.
If you're playing some random golf course in Texas somewhere. Okay, fine. You can use mine because
I paid top dollar for a golf carrying case that will secure my clubs in place.
Yeah.
That way they can travel safely.
Oh, you have a big time carrying case.
I have a nice carrying case.
He has a big bag.
It's got the name on it, Yurko 64, still who I am, identified by a number.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's got a post in it, and then I surround my clubs with towels so they don't bang around. Tape them down.
All this because to go shoot 104.
Hey,
who fucking cares? On a good day, right?
Look at this. That was a shot across the bow.
Doesn't make a difference.
He just called you a shitty golfer.
Listen, I'll tell you this. It doesn't make a difference with the handicapping system
that's right. That's right. If he's playing at a 25, he just took your money, Carm.
I can compete against those guys. So that's not a problem. The how good or how good I am not.
Clubs are shiny and nice.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that if I'm going to go, I'm going to travel nice. I don't know if you've ever seen the way the guys that work at the airports treat clubs.
Oh, dude.
Do they just throw them around?
It's a personal challenge.
So you take care of it.
They could, I think, wreck every club in your bag if they had their choice.
Smart idea is to take a towel and kind of wind it through your, like you said, your club head so they don't.
So wait, is this, like, do they have something against golf clubs, or are they treating all baggage bag?
No,
they're treating all
so.
Baggage
bag. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think they treat all baggage bag. What I think is, over the course of an 8 to sometimes maybe a 12-hour shift, if the guys don't come in, they ask you to work overtime, that you have a tendency to get a little bit frustrated.
Yeah, fuck this bag.
Take it from a guy with first-world problem over the past month, having traveled 3 separate times. Yeah. My luggage took a fucking beating.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck this guy with his golf clubs. I'm working here. It's freezing out in O'Hare. Fuck
my balls off. And this guy's going down to Jamaica to play golf.
I'd open up the case and take a few out.
Right? Now he's stuffing fucking towels in his bag to weight it down even more.
Oh, my golf bag had to weigh 100 pounds because I had all my kids. My daughter, we get to
my driver head comes off, too. So I screwed off. I put it in my carry-on.
Well, you're
my
like daughter took James Bond over there.
I mean, what do you mean? You pour a drink in it, too?
No.
Like a caddy
check? You take the top off because they all screw in now. You take the top off.
And it turns into a spear?
Put it in your golf bag so you ain't got to worry about it.
All right.
My daughter put her travel, senior spring break trip. I barely got the fucking piece of luggage on the machine scale to weigh it. 67 pounds.
I hate that.
Are you serious?
I hate it. 67 pounds.
It's 50, right? 50's the limit.
And that was her bag alone?
Her bag, 67 pounds. My wife's is 55.
Yeah.
What? My other daughter, or my daughter's friend's 52. I'm there in line of 1,000 people opening up bags, sticking
shit
from one.
Now you got
to
do the shift.
Oh, it's awesome.
So my mother-in-law's bag was 50 in. I'm like, what the fuck do you got in there?
Especially when
we're going down. It's warm. You only need warm weather clothes.
Lead weights. They got lead weights.
What are you doing?
How would you pack that much in a warm weather place, honestly? How could you possibly pack that
I just
much?
Got, all I can tell you is wait till your daughter becomes, a teenager and gets to 18.
I don't even want to think about it.
She'll have my daughter had to have 12 pairs of shoes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, it's...
By the way, a Yurko with the line of the day today.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't even think about it when you were talking about Casey Johnson's mailbag. And he was talking about his sack.
Yeah.
Because M-A-L-E bag. It's like, I'm like, what is Yurko about?
I know. When he said it to me, I was like, what? And then I realized what he was doing.
They were
said,
reading Casey Johnson's mailbag, and Yurko was making a reference that it was like Casey Johnson putting his balls right on the table.
The mailbag.
Scrotum.
Look at me with my mailbag. Right here. Two Read basketballs.
This. Nothing more prodigious than a man's leathery man sack. Well, you know? Especially if he doesn't have the cock to carry it.
It depends
on.
I mean, maybe you're all bat and no balls.
If you're not cock to carry it.
Maybe you're all balls and no bat.
Well, that would be the worst of the two, wouldn't it?
Of course.
All balls and no bat?
Yeah.
Well, is that like a fat guy in a little coat? Was that the equivalent?
I'm gonna ask
the big balls with a small
I'm gonna ask Tommy if you ever seen this. You ever seen a guy that you know is taking steroids and he's got two little buttons there?
Oh boy,
they snug up high.
Oh yeah,
they snug up high.
That's not a myth. That's not like
testicular atrophy is the truth if you take steroids.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Boy, that's got to be an
awkward when the doctor asks me, do you take steroids, I just plop my crusty nuts up on the table. Yeah.
Here, take a look at
these.
Yeah, it's gravity.
Gravity.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd had to lower the thing in my tanks, in my toilets.
Yeah.
I had to lower
the water out.
Come on.
Well, when you're over 50,
you get a condition where your balls sit in the water too long. They become conditioned.
Waterlogged?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Waterlogged balls?
Yeah.
There's no chance your balls hit
the
water.
They're ripe for infection.
This is creative license that you're using.
Oh, no.
No chance your balls hit the water.
I lower the level of the water. Yeah.
That means your water's too high.
No. Maybe. I don't know. But all I know is when they go swimming in there, you'll sit down and you hear a plop.
And
then you don't want it swimming in the crap and the urine either,
I wouldn't want to.
I hike my balls out of there and I just rest them over my thigh.
You got to cinch them up, buddy.
Yeah, I just rest them over my thigh so they can't get drenched.
The late, great Tim Weigel, back in the day when I was a young reporter at the new Comiskey Park.
Good set of balls on Weigel?
I'm not checking out. I wasn't checking out his balls. But we were in the stand-up stalls in the media room bathroom.
Sure.
I didn't know anyone. I'm 24 years old. It was very early in my career. I didn't know Tim.
Somebody peeks up over the top. Hey, Tim, it's somebody.
You're close. We're standing next to each other pissing, and he looks over me and goes, boy, this water in the Comiskey Park toilets are cold.
Cold, yeah, funny. Got it, boy, Tim.
That's a pretty good line. That's a good dad joke.
Right there. I'm like, Tim Weigel dropping his dick in the bowl.
And deep. Yeah, cold and deep.
That's the best, the funny. They tell that in, what's the Billy Bob movie that was? Sling Blade.
Sling Blade.
Yeah, the two boys pissing off the bridge. Water's cold. The other one says his water's deep.
I reckon one of them is from Arkansas.
That's great. Right. That's very funny.
And then with Blue Chew and them being the partner and exclusive partner for Crosstalk Unhinged, you want to read that now? We'll tell you the idea now for new show segment.
Well, we've been talking about Blue Chew around these parts for years, thanks to Yurk and Ozzy Guillen and Chris Black.
I love that Ozzy was involved.
Yurk and Ozzy was the best. Absolute best. Yeah. They tried Cap for like 2 weeks, and they're like, it's kind of creepy. So.
We recorded 10 minutes worth of content, and we pulled 1 60-second commercial.
It went over the line in the creepy meter?
With Cap?
Yeah.
Go listen to it.
Oh,
go it listen to creepy. It.
Remember,
I recorded the one with Yurko and Ozzy. Like, I was here for the session. It was epic. And at the end, the Blue Chew reps are here, and they had samples, and they're like, does anybody want it? And they set them here on the console. And, like, nobody really went for them. Like, Yurko might have gone for one, but Ozzy was like, if you don't want them, Ozzy's going to take them all. Fuck it.
Yeah. Ozzy took every one of them with him. He knows. So our great friends at Blue Chew stepped up. They sponsor Crosstalk Unhinged. And, of course, there's no shame in it, guys. You want to be able to perform. Perform like a stallion, all right? Try Blue Chew. The best part is you can try it for free.
Yes.
Right now with a special deal just by using the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. So bluechew.com, when you go to checkout, make sure you put in UNHINGED, and they're going to give you a month's sample for free. The only thing you have to pay is $5 for the shipping. That's it. Bluechew.com, promo code UNHINGED, and receive a month free.
Like, we wanted to do a segment called Get Fucked or something like that with Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Carmen today was on the air, and Waddle texted about it, how he was saying, why is this so hard?
It was the Tito's thing.
Yeah, I could hear the angst in your voice as well. Why is this so hard? Yeah.
We should do now the Blue Chew. Why is it so hard?
Perfect.
Like, was something that you've experienced during the week.
Oh, why is it so fucking hard for the Bears to find somebody to play right and left tackle?
Thank you. Yeah.
Why is it so fucking hard for the Bears to find a couple of guys to put out on the edge to help Justin Fields at wide receiver?
Why is it so hard for the Tampa Bay Bucks to tell Bruce Arians to get the hell out of Dodge?
That wasn't hard at
Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, that wasn't.
Well, it took time, and he had a retirement, so actually it was quite difficult because they could have said it right after the year.
One word comes to mind in that whole situation: orchestrated.
Yeah. Like that. Why do you think he was at the soccer game?
Yeah,
he was at the owner of the Bucks.
Yes.
Soccer team's facility. Remember when that?
Two days before,
because they were working out the parameters in which he needed to return.
I need to have
Bruce Arians out.
Waddle even said it. He goes there. He's not playing anywhere but there, and they'll get rid of Arians before they trade Tom Brady.
What I truly thought was possible, and Sylvie and I talked about this for a long time, because he had such a good relationship with Jason Light, is that maybe knowing Arians wasn't interested because he said, no, listen, he's going to play here, he's going to play nowhere else.
Maybe
Brady could convince Light, because of their relationship, to move him. Because, listen, he came there, he wanted to help win them a Super Bowl.
You knew that wasn't going to happen.
So at the end of the day, I think that, I mean, we heard whispers, what, at the end of the year, right after the year was over? That,
yeah, 2 weeks after.
Yeah.
You had a bet. You had that professional bettor made a big, sizable wager at MGM in Vegas, and it all started. You were gone. You were on vacation, Sylvia. Connor and Waddle were in. It was on a Friday, and we were talking about, because I was talking to them about what the odds look like and what they would offer and why there was all this buzz all of a sudden and why he didn't mention New England in the retirement speech. It's because he's not retiring. He was just, you know, he didn't want to be around Arians anymore, so he was retiring from the Bucs. And it's all been orchestrated. You're right, 100%.
Yeah. But you know what? Once again, the NFL is king.
Of course.
The NFL is king. I saw somebody, I don't know who it was today. Maybe it was Paul Papps from Dan Patrick's show, put together a list of all the shit that has changed over the last month.
Like, that's a lot.
Where, you know, it's Tom Brady retired, now he's not, you know, the whole situation with Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, you know, Devontae Adams. Like, if you look at
the
NFL,
what's the biggest surprise out of all of it?
I would say that the Browns traded, I think the biggest surprise, and you could probably remind me of something and I'll change my mind, but the Browns acquiring Deshaun Watson and Watson getting the first ever fully guaranteed contract.
That could be. That is pretty surprising.
Not just that the Browns got him, because he had ruled the Browns out, but the Browns not only traded for him, but then guaranteed his entire contract.
Yeah. I think the Devontae Adams thing.
Me too.
I didn't know he was that unhappy.
That surprised the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think Rodgers would come back if he didn't have Devontae Adams to throw to.
Yeah. And he knew.
But you can, with the benefit of hindsight, connect those dots. He played with Carr.
He has a house in Vegas.
He's told them, I think.
I didn't know he was so unhappy. I didn't realize that.
He's unhappy. I think he wanted to get out of Green Bay, not because he was unhappy. Maybe. He wants to play with Carr. They're really good friends.
Yeah.
Listen, Vegas has got the, you know, you got a great stadium. The weather's better. He's got a house there.
He's got his buddy there.
Yeah.
It's true.
Same type of numbers, you think, for him? Or does this where Rodgers fits in? Where, again, like, Rodgers has made a lot of these great receivers, like Jordy Nelson. Would Jordy Nelson be as good? Like, and I think they make Rodgers too. But I also think a lot of these guys develop easier because Aaron Rodgers has been throwing them the football.
Randall Cobb's best years. Think about it.
Like, I would bet that his numbers won't be as good with the Raiders as they were in Green Bay, just because of the level of play from the quarterback.
I agree. And I think Tyreek Hill's numbers won't be the same because you don't have the same offense and you don't have the same head coach and you don't have the same quarterback.
But he wants to return punts.
Well,
that's the first thing he told him. I want to return punts.
Why would you let your star receiver at this point return punts?
Not. Yeah, absolutely.
I would not. No chance.
Why risk him?
Find a guy that you can do that. That doesn't.
Not enough return, but he wants to return punts. It's the first thing he told him.
Wow. I don't think that's going to happen.
Are you guys talked out of the Chris Rock?
No. I mean, I still, you know,
so what happened last night? He really didn't address it.
Just at the beginning, he said. There will be a. I will address this. It will be funny and it will be serious.
Well, I'm imagining it'll work it into his routine.
Well, the problem is he prepared for such a long time for this series of shows that he doesn't want to take all that preparation away.
Right.
By
he'll have to do
this.
It down the
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty weak ass of the Academy to release a statement and be like, well, we asked him to leave. What the fuck? Like, you don't ask him, you remove him.
Yeah.
You take him away.
It didn't look like there was, like, I mean, I didn't see anything. Like, when you go to break, maybe things were happening, but that seems like I haven't heard anything that said a lot of people came up to him from the Academy and tried to get him to leave. I didn't read a whole lot of that.
I mean, it's still stunning. I mean,
like, isn't it? Like, that's why I'm still reading the stories. A lot of people are done with it. I'm still reading the stories because it's so surprising.
I am a little bit
so
too.
So the latest is that TMZ is saying that the Academy is lying about asking him to leave.
Oh, okay.
And that they got 66 FCC complaints about the, even though none of it was on TV.
Oh, because
well,
you
the slap
could,
was, but
the slap was, but you could like see him mouth it.
You
but
could
I guess,
see him mouth
okay.
it, yeah. But big deal.
Is that against the FCC no. policy?
Well, you know how the FCC works. The only thing is that it's against the rules if someone complains.
Right. That's it.
Like, you can say anything you want to. Right. It's a problem if someone complains.
Right. Yeah. But can they enforce a fine if they bleeped it out, which
no,
they did, and
so.
It's just mouthing?
I don't think
no.
so.
I don't think so.
But it does seem like it was a pretty weak ass, like, oh, no, we asked him to leave. Bullshit. And why would you be asking him anyway? Yeah, you tell him to
yeah.
leave.
Yeah, it's time. Right. Well, we can't
you
let you
stay. You just walked up and fucking slapped one of our presenters on live television.
Yeah, I mean, It's a big ball of hypocrisy. Oh, I mean, rules that serve some people don't serve others, and I think that was on display.
Unbelievable. I mean, it really is an all-time, like...
All-time. That's probably
moment.
The most shocking live moment on TV.
It's
yes.
It's up there.
I'm trying to think of anything that was more...
It's up there.
My first response when it happened was, okay, they're doing this shits and giggles to try to be funny. But
when
then
you realize
no.
There have been people that have taken their own lives.
That's true.
And that have taken lives on live television.
That's true.
News reporters and such.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I would automatically say that's the most.
Who was the, there was, wasn't there a New York senator that was, right? Do I have that wrong? Like
I
in
think
the 70s
right.
or 80s?
I think, and
wasn't there a senator that yeah. was killed on TV, I think?
They had news footage of Reagan when he got shot.
That's true, too. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was somebody who was, like, convicted of something or, like, arrested for something. There was a press conference. And during the press conference, he took out a gun and he stuck it in his mouth.
Oh my God!
And he blew his brains out on live
See,
TV.
See, so stuff like that. If it was Jack Ruby on live TV
yeah, I believe
when
it was
he shot
yeah.
Lee Harvey
yeah.
Oswald, that like you know. So though, I've never in an awards ceremony in the kind of venue
right,
and
right.
setting
and
that we saw on Sunday to have something like that happen is an all time like
vessel
what
of
the
love.
Fuck? Will Smith's got to see somebody, doesn't he? I mean, like, you got some serious issues,
listen,
man.
Listen, he had serious issues before he did that.
Jeez, you better talk to someone, because that's not healthy. Like, there must be something going on in his head that's not healthy, man. You got to go talk to somebody.
Well, I mean, look, I don't follow all that closely, but that relationship has been well documented.
That's what I mean.
Hasn't
like,
it, that,
like, he
that
was laughing.
Right.
When Chris Rock told the joke, he was laughing. The minute he saw her reaction, now, like, I'm going to spring to action and... She
this
already doesn't like me, and now I'm going to go fucking slap Chris
this
Rock?
This is the
what?
Issue that
she
I'm going him. To use to defend her honor, yeah. this issue?
She just doesn't sleep with him. That's
yeah, I mean, like, it's weird.
She likes him
all the time.
She'd just rather have sex with everybody else.
Yeah, it's weird, man. He needs, you know.
It's always those people, though. It's always the people who claim love and you know, and tolerance.
His speech stunk.
You know what I mean? They're the ones then who are the least tolerant and the least loving when the adversity gets to them.
Yeah.
It's always those people. It's the people on Twitter who say, you know, right, you know, teacher, you know.
Son of God.
Yes.
Hey, son of God. You fucking suck.
Your fucking bull's
hope you
opinion.
Get hit by a car.
Whoa.
You deserve
lover
to
of
have
Jesus.
What you have
You're a
to
fucking
you.
Asshole yeah. moron cocksucker. Get off the fucking air.
John 3:16.
Their son kids the in their Lord. Profile picture. The whole family
yeah, right.
is
oh,
in their
yeah.
profile picture.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
you
Lord.
See that a mile away. Those are the ones. The guys who write asshole in it are usually pretty good. Yeah. They're usually pretty
hey,
nice.
I'm a dick and I know it.
Yeah. I'm yeah. a dick and I know. He's actually a nice dude.
Oh,
yeah, you know.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
So all right. So hey. One thing that we should know, a couple things that everyone should know, is Crosstalk Unhinged is staying.
Yes.
Even though we will be crosstalking every day again on the air. That was announced today, the day of the recording on Thursday. When this starts Monday, the new schedule?
New schedule starts Monday, guys.
So every day we will be crosstalking.
Every day will be Christmas.
Together. We've missed that.
I mean, what's the over-under on one of us saying
swearing?
Motherfucker on the air? You know, like, oof, because we're going to think
half
we're doing
a day?
Unhinged.
Yeah. I've come close, like, and I never, up until recently, I never swore. Then I think I said something on the air recently, Abdallah, maybe you remember. But, like, when we talk to Big Cat a lot of times,
oh, yeah.
I start feeling a little looser and have to really guard against.
Yeah.
And that has never been the case until we started doing this show.
I know. I almost did it a couple weeks ago. I even caught myself. I told Yurko, I was like, oh, boy, that was close.
Like
and then
school.
He swore on accident on the air. Yurko did.
What did he say?
You
cock
said, balls.
You know, he said shit, didn't you?
Cock balls.
No. Cock balls, shit.
No, I caught myself. Whatever it was, we caught it, we dumped it.
But I thought you said it. No, maybe it was Meller. Meller did it, too.
Yeah, Meller. What did he say, bullshit
Meller
or something?
Dropped like a what the fuck? And he goes, oh, man, and he dumped it. Now we're all getting a little fast and loose here with the rules, yeah.
So
shit. It's not a violation unless it's not a violation, Carmen, unless somebody complains.
That's true. Good point.
So every day we will be crosstalking at 2 o'clock. It
sounds
will be fantastic. And Carmen and Yurko now at noon.
Oh, yeah, back to noon to 2, and that starts on Monday. So, all right, boys, see you next week. Well, we'll see you Monday. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?